Morning, Charlie Cador.
I only say good morning so I can hear that, you know?
So, this is going to stay up as long as the invitation stays up?
Yeah.
That's already a positive. Hey,
you want to take it down? You want to be that guy? That video of you?
You want to take the signs now? Is that really where you're going? Because your son has drama every time he walks in here?
Drama.
That's what the guy said.
A drama. No one said, no, they don't know that. They don't know. Where'd you see that?
You should get Vaseline on his hands, right?
Oh, you're watching way too much stuff. In one day, if you're up to date with news like that...
I got rid of that guy. I'm done with that whole thing. That whole chat.
Which guy?
I can't...
What are you talking about?
There's one guy...
Nigger?
Yeah, hello. I just want to know what's going on. So I don't care about stupidity and you.
I don't download 99% of what he puts up.
I'm done with the whole thing. I have one
which
thing.
Which nigger?
Well, what's going on in Ukraine?
It's not him. I have no idea. He runs it. He's not posting. He's not posting. He told me he's not posting.
Who's busy all day?
Chaim?
Yeah,
hi.
You want to turn this on? Sir. Scottish on the sweater. Surely.
We're ready to Scottish then.
I think we just dropped them because
it comes out with the oil.
It smells like... It's like the guy wears the blue shirt for work. Okay, anyway. Oh, yeah? Shirley says he had the whole last year. I mean, travel. Yeah, you're off your game.
I told you, it comes out with the oil.
Anyway, I bought a gift for someone in the Chabura. First of all, the Gemara is going to talk about him today. The Gemara is going to talk about a good-looking guy. The Gemara talks about him today, so I bought a gift for him.
No.
Yeah, the Gemara says good-looking guy, and he's lightly dressed. Even the Meiri says even on Shabbos he can wear nice clothing. Because you need to look good always. No.
Bobby, did you get a gift for the guy that broke the bench?
No. So I saw on Shabbos, he was mamish jealous of Cheski's yarmulke. So I bought, it's not mamish Cheski's, but it's, the color is right.
No, nothing like that.
It looks good, it looks good. It's there, listen.
This
is quite large.
No, that's exactly how it looks. He needs the blue glasses. He needs blue tint.
I said,
you
can't wear this
yarmulke
without a blue tint.
I try my Cheski's color. That color only comes in the paper yarmulke.
It looks just like a Syrian, like it doesn't belong. It's perched on top.
That's the color his partner wears? No, his partner's becoming yeshivish because... You want to sing a lullaby? I can't find it. I don't know where to find it. I don't even know. Where do you get it? Where do you get those yarmulkes?
He buys 10 of them online.
Where?
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what? When I go to Tinek Shanishba, I'll go to a swam store there. I'm sure they have it.
They don't even have it.
Oh, come on.
You know who has it? Probably Judaica Plaza has them. They have the colorful towels also. I have to go there, yeah. I'll go there today. No, I can't go there. I have to go out today. Who's it?
Detroit.
What? He sells from Detroit? Anyway, let's go.
Blue rayon white peoples.
I must have missed something.
You see it?
I see you put an iron on that thing.
It's
$146.
$144, I'm sorry.
That's great.
Get a box by the serum door.
And that's sad. This is what I intended.
Okay, let's go. Don't order a box. People won't have cups for a week. If you spend, I don't want you to spend your allowance. Let's go. Zati Gemara. We are up to Gemagen. Okay, we are up to. Believe it or not, right. So the Gemara said. Wait, before you go to the last line. I'm going to have Kyle at Rav. The Gemara said, I'm going to have Kyle at Rav. 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 So the Gemara said, Isli, they come to Travis Yovle. The Gemara Yashu Rav and Shav, because I feel assuming give him Travis, the day we buy it. Of course, he keeps it. Lechicha, and you can take it off. Let's look at Pchasna Velo. Pchasna Velo means, so what's Pchasna Velo? Shtickle ran through this yesterday. There's a machoik Rishonim on what Pchas Nevel is. One second, I forgot today's shir. Yaisi Ben Rachel, Fush Lema. What's his little name? No, Rivka Baskan Yenta, and Shmuel Ben Bracha, and two, and their soldier Avram Ben Gila. Okay. And all the hostages. Chayalim, Chayalot.
Mishaberach.
And what?
You said you were
going to
do this weekend.
Didn't you?
I'm ready
to do it. We're in Sachin. Any Hebrew words goes within the, you know.
Especially when you say them.
So, the Gemara says that Lenitzchel of Pchas Nevel, what's Pchas Nevel means? Means that from the time, if I damage, my ox damages chapel's ox, so I owe him $1,000. That's the ox cost. The problem is that the Nevela, the Mazda, he keeps the corpse to make a leather jacket of Mr. Hefta. That's worth $200. That jacket's $200. So I deduct off that cow $200. I give him only $800. Now what happens if it goes down in value? It means when I hit it, it was worth $200. Tomorrow, it's worth only $100. Now he can't sell it for $200. The chapel comes and says, "Listen, you owe me $900." The halach is you go.
It's not that it's regardless going to go down in value.
You go mishas to nizik. No, not regardless. You go mishas to nizik. Right. So when my cow was mazik his cow. The Rosh says that it has to be that he knew about it. Now, let's say he didn't know that I damaged this cow. He was away. He was in, I don't know where he was. No, whenever you, no. You were in Mumbai. And you come back a week later. So I tell you, by the way, you know. But when you were away, my cow hit your cow. At that point, your cow was worth $300. So I'll hear $700. I owe you payment.
Minus
300. So the halach is, the Rosh says it won't work. It's only when he knows about it. So there's a, and some Rishonim say no. Whenever you hit it, at that point you go to Bezdin. Bezdin says, you have to pay. Whatever you pay, you know, that's done. So the Divrei Cheskel explains, what is this halacha of Pchas Nevela? Is it a din in Tashlumei Hezek? Or is it a din in Mazik and Nizik? If it's din in Tashlumen, so then the only way you could be chayiv is if the guy knows about it. Because till then, you know, there's no chayiv Tashlumen to the guy.
There's no amadu din?
When the guy didn't even know that you were Mazik him, so there's no Tashlumen. So Mela, when it comes back, that's when it starts. The cock slops down. If it's a din in Mazik and Nizik, so then it doesn't matter if he knows about it. So din in Mazik and Nizik, and that's really machlokes. It's just an agavacha. Okay, this is what we got up to yesterday. Yisrael's right. Leim b'chas nevela, tanoihi. So b'chas nevela, machlokes tanoihi. Tanya, im toroif, yitruf, yivyeyu aid. Yavi aidim shenitruf. He should be aidim that it got. This is going when I give something to watch, somebody to watch, and a lion came and ripped apart the cow that I was watching. You have to bring aidim. He's Potter. You bring the ripper, the Bezdin. The thing that got ripped up, the Bezdin, the animal. The rippy, yeah. My law, very good. You got in the lingo. My law, welcome everybody. The Mars of our Pchas Nevel, the Nizek, Kava. The Mars of the Mars, Kava. That would be Machlokes. So I said, Lloyd, the Kulam and the Nizek. Of course it belongs to the Nizek. We're saying till now. Welcome to Tariq and the Vail, come everybody. Question is, who's the one that has to pay to has to go ahead and schlep it down. Right? How do you know that Baal Bor has to bring up the shore from his pit? Rameis. So it tells you that you have to go and schlep it up. I'm the Abaye L'Rova. Hi, Torah Kavela. Hey, Kedami. What's this? What's the pshat in this Torah Kavela? Ilayim of the Bira. In the pit, it was worth a buck. Shavi Zuza. V'aguda. Shavi Arba. And on top of the pit, it's worth four. It means now it's on the bottom, so it takes effort to get it out. That effort, that crane effort to get it out, that costs money. So once you get it up, it's worth more money. So kitarach ben amshitarach, when he's going through the effort to bring it up, that's good for him. Amalei leitzricha de beer shavizuza v'agud enam shavizuza. No, it's worth a buck no matter what. Umiyika gagavna in, yes, there is such a concept. The amriinchi keshuru b'masa a beam in this city bezuza. Keshura b'zuza, in the field, it's also a zuz. What does it mean? It means that there's something called delivery fee. You go to any warehouses in Lakewood, they have a handling fee, let's say. Handling fee, if you happen to be in the warehouse and climb up that ladder quickly and pull it down, the guy's going to say, okay, you know what? Take off 40 cents. No, there's a handling fee. It's across the board. I mean, you have this, right? Shipping fee, whatever. If a guy happens to come to the U.S., pick it up because he's your boss's friend, it's still a shipping fee. You want to come, it's fine. It's built into the price. So it's the same thing. Kashur Masa, Kashur, what's it called? It's built in. The Rishonim speak this out. That it's built in. These fees are built in, and it's possible that it's the same value up and down. I never return anything in my life. I know how to return fee. Anyway, okay.
These are the secret tactics.
Right, you guys are. I was thinking that this is the cash discount that guys ask for. They give you mezuzah, you know what I mean? Now you're already all discounted out.
And what discount?
What discount? I don't want to burst your bubble. Yeah.
Smart,
but
smart.
Me, they let. There's something with you. They know that you're not return material. Who is it by Tatini?
Why is it smart to exchange?
Because it's basically eliminating anybody who wants to come to try to exchange. If you didn't buy it in the store,
where else could you buy it?
You can buy it online by this place, but it's from your warehouse.
He doesn't want people in the store. If you tell five for a joke, if you tell five for a good joke, this is his place? Oh. Because by five for you tell him a good joke, he goes for it. Okay, anyway. Kohl's? Make sure you have the Kohl's cash. I'm the only one that shops at Kohl's. My wife says I'm the only one that shops at Kohl's and pays full price. I used to go, and I used to wear Dockers pants. So I used to go there every few days, you know.
Dockers there. Add the little dicks on the back.
What the hell? That's
the other company. Okay.
Drop off that is our
company.
Nope. We're not engaging with you today.
You don't know the
nope.
Yeah, we know.
Avi, you like that customer that comes? Just take me by the door.
Avi, I think you need to wear. You need to wear two yellow.
One for them. Okay, love again. I'm a Shmuel. Ain't shaman. Kohl's a good store. It sort of took over Macy's, but not really.
The only reason they're still open is that
even that, by the way, it's like if you're really gonna drive all the way to Kohl's just to do a return,
You could pass by. You could drop everything by Moshe's house. He has a pickup truck. Oh no, that was the old days. He used to do everything in his house. Amar Shmuel, ain't Shaman. I really have to go visit the warehouses again. Take videos again. See what's going on. Amar Shmuel Ein Shaman. Lei Leganev. Why? Why? COVID? Amar Shmuel Ein Shaman. Lei Leganev. You ready? Amar Shmuel, Ein Shaman Leila Ganev, unbelievable. He took our returns with Avi. He's in seventh heaven. He's like, you have. He has two rooms in his house that are being returned. No, Avi, it's 15 years. You're using this Esrik. I mean, come on. How can you return it to the Esrik shop?
He doesn't do returns. Avi has money back.
He's been asking to return three kids already.
Amar Shmuel, Ein Shaman Leila Ganev, Leila Gazlan. Okay, so now the halacha is like this. You don't evaluate. I mean, this halacha that we said, that you evaluate the nizik, means if my ox damages Chapel's ox, it's very important. It means I get into accident with Chapel, my car and his truck. So the halacha is that I pay for the truck, but mine is what the truck's worth. This guy has what to do with the truck. Maybe it's a very simple thing. He could make $8,000-$10,000 with the parts of his truck. So I don't pay you. I'm not paying you. You know, $18,000. I'll give you $8,000, $10,000 parts. Hakmish Kachinik. I mean, this is what it pashas. That's halacha over there. But this is only by a mazik. If I'm mazik his car, my car is mazik his car. But let's say I steal your car. I steal your car, and now I ruined it. So over there, we don't say, take, deduct, I'll give you back your smashed up jalopy that I stole, and I'll give you another $8,000. No. Zachiyah v'heshev zakzeloh shegazal. Give me back my car. You took my car. It was brand new. It was nice and polished. Give it back. Elulin azokim. V'ani yomer. Av l'shoyel. I say also shoyel. V'abam moidlin. The Gemara is going to say what this means, av l'shoyel. Yibaylu. How come Av L'Shoel Shaman V'Av Moedli? I don't know how come Ani Yomer Av L'Shoel Ein Shaman V'Av Moedli. What does it mean Av L'Shoel? Is it Av L'Shoel L'Nezokin or Av L'Shoel L'Gneva? Toshma, Nahu Gavra, there was a fellow, the Shoel Naga Machabri, borrowed an axe from his friend, Tavra, he cracked it. Oskar made the Rav, I'm like, Zil Shlim, Le Naga Malash, Mami, no, Ein Shaman. You see, he said, go pay him a full axe. Why don't you give him the pieces and let him put the pieces back together and deduct from the axe, let's say it cost $100. So give him $80 and $20 is the pieces. So you see, they don't do that. So Gemara says, "Adiraba, no." The Amri Leir of Kahana Rav asking Gemara Bamtzia LeRav Dina Hachi. When he said his psak, they said, "This is the halacha." Veshosik, and he was quiet. Shema Amino Shaman. Yeah, you are Shaman. They told him, "What are you doing? That's not the way you paskin." So you see, you are Shaman. What's the Maisa different by Gzelos? Tosis brings down a few psukim. Tell you says even though Allah is shavu kesef, ganam gaz and shayim shalchiv ashe gozal ke en she gozal. That's one shot. And brings down Yerushalmi also. That it's like that. Okay, zok the gemara writer, itmar amar ula amar v'lazer, shamin leganev v'legazlan. So now. This is part of the same thing. Shaman Ganam Gazan, Rapapi Amer, Papi, Ain Shaman, Vilchza Ain Shaman, Lele Ganam Lele Gazan. Ava Lashoyel, Shaman. You do evaluate like a Mazik. Rav Ganam Ravasi, Kaganam Ravasi. That's it. That's the end of the Gemara. Now, the Gemara brings in, I think, seven different halachas of Ula Amer Belazar. They have no shaykhs to the Gemara, but just because it's Ula Amer Belazar, we bring in different memories from him. So, the next one, just make a little introduction, a quick one. There's a halacha in the Torah. It says, "Isha kizazriya v'yolda zachar." So this is only the rise. Today it's different. Don't ask me about today. Today, look on, get the app. But in originally, the rise of the halacha is like this: if a lady has a baby and it's a boy, so for 7 days yitame, and 33 days yitar. And at 40 days, you go to the Beis HaMikdash, eat karbanos. If you have a girl, so 14 days, you tameh. 66 days, you tar. And at 80 days, you go to the Beis HaMikdash, eat karbanos. It is different. Yeah, I know, but it's more than 14. You don't have after 14 tar. Oh, that's just a little adjective. However you say it.
There was no adjective after
this. And we don't know what down tar is.
I understand. That's what
I shall look for the adjective.
Agitation. Agita. Yeah, I'm Rabbi Lazar. Shil Yosh Yotso. So now the Gemara. So the Gemara figures it out. So now we have a Shiloh. We'll talk about that too. Vamar Rabbi Lazar. Shil Yosh Yotso. Miktsasa b'yom rishon umiktsasa b'yom sheni. So you have shilya is a it's a sack, and basically, lady had a miscarriage, but you're not sure if there was a kid born over there. And the problem is, it's a double problem. Sai, you don't know if the kid was born, and sai, you don't know if it's a zachar and a keva. If it's a zachar, so you only tell me 7 days. If it's a keva, it's 14 days. We really don't know. So you have a twofold problem over here. So Gemara says, Shul Shiyatza Mekhtasa B'yom Rishon, day one, Mekhtasa B'yom Sheni, Mani Lomina Rishon, you start from day one. Amalei Rava, Mai Daitach, L'chumra. You're saying, go L'chumra and start, you see a Shul today, you start today, you tell me. He says, no, Chumra Das De Kulahu. They come into Haris Lomina Rishon. That's a Chumra Das De Kulah. Because you're being tar from the Rishon. So let's say counting 14 days, you don't know what it is. So you count 14 days. Now 14 days from Sunday. But really it should be 14 days from Monday maybe. So Gemara says, Elam Arava Lachush Chasheshes. No, you start Yechoshesh on the first day. Mimna Limimna Elo Sheni. From the second day. My Kamash one. What do you see from here? The Ein makes a Shilya B'loi Vlad. If you see a Shilya, that means it's a Vlad. And if it's a Vlad, you got to be Chasheshesh. So Gemara says, Tanina. This is already something that we already learned.
It's not a Kula to go from the first day. That's the
halacha. The halacha goes from the first day, but you count on the second day. You start counting only on the second day. So the 14 days starts on the second day. Because otherwise, the kulah shasa de chumra.
So what are you going by the first day? What is that?
Birth.
Just the fact that she's coming.
Oh, something came out.
Okay,
you tell me the first day,
you're
not counting.
Yeah. It has to be roiv. It means if you only... The first day... One second. Shimla no Ruba on Shani.
They're adding that day of Tummy that doesn't go into the count.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
From Sunday
night. Right, because mix the Shilya, right. Everybody holds Shilya is in Shilya B'lai Vlad. That's klar. Yeah. Question is mix the Shilya B'lai Vlad.
That's the worst question.
I'm saying that's the chiddush. Chiddush is that the gemash one is that we don't say mix a shilu b'levad. It's the first day, you're ready chashish, because you chashish the kid is already out.
No matter what happens.
Right.
It's supposed
to want. No, it means everybody holds ain't shilu b'levad.
But the first day
we don't know if the shilu came out. It's only mix a shilu.
That's the whole subject. There's two circuits. If it came out and if it came out for the girl.
If you know for sure, right. There's no suffering.
Exactly.
There's
only one suffering. What's the question?
Then
by the second day, you know.
What?
By the second day.
No, but he's not.
That's why
you're not adding a chiddush now.
Well, no. No.
That's what the Gemara said.
No.
He said, but look at the Gemara's next kasha is
Gemara.
that we seem to assume that any chiddush
has some success of
the Gemara. I understand.
Right.
Let me get to the next kasha.
I'm saying the Gemara's.
Don't tell me the next kasha. I'm talking about right now.
Right now.
My Kamash one. What's the My Kamash one? Look at what's the My Kamash one. The Ain Mixes Shilya B'lei Vlad. That means the first day, even though theoretically it did not come out the whole Shilya, we say Ain Mixes Shilya B'lei Vlad. There is something there.
So it's not a Suffolk.
It's not a Suffolk. And you say for sure that.
Then why are we counting that extra day at the end? That is Kasha.
No, you start at the beginning. Why is starting the second day?
Why is Monday count as a day?
No.
Only Sunday. If A makes the Shilya B'lei Vlad.
Because the Chumad also de Kula, that's why. I mean, if you're Vaday.
If you're Vaday the first day, then it's not.
That's why it can't be a Vaday. No matter what. then there's no...
Correct, but the Gemara seems to assume that it is a valet the first day.
Can't go without, hand in hand.
And this surely is a question.
But the Gemara is assuming it. Correct. The Gemara is assuming in this surely levad, and therefore the Gemara has a question.
Not necessarily. Is there any left?
Right.
No, that's the next question.
The Gemara is assuming from our Gemara now that
if you guys are going to go farther, I'll just go for the next number. Already.
No, okay, you don't have to get a man now. I'd say, yes, Mr. Levad. Well, I have a question. I'll tell me that. I have a question.
Yeah. Threw the white towel up.
Mike Mashlon. Let's see his Rosh. Mike Mashlon will do a mechashash. Ain't mixing shit with a lad. Shemach Hashash, Shemar Roy, Michu Yavlad, Yotza Boys and Mixus.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mechinovic Roy, Vavaleka Yolad. Right, no. No, because you still need Roy. You still need Roy Vlad. Hello. You still need Roy Vlad. That's what Rashi says. You still need Roy Vlad. You still need Roy Vlad. So, a mixture of Roy Vlad means that even a mix of Shilya means, in the beginning, the Gemara was thinking that it's just a Chumrah. You're just doing Chumrah. But it's Chumrah also day Kula because say go to the second day, not the first day. So, the Gemara says, no, a mixture of Roy Vlad. And Melo, you have to be choshed that Roy Vlad came out already that the first day. And that's why we start the first day. We say you tell me the first day, you only start counting the second day because the Maisa, you don't want to be a...
Suffolk is only this word?
Yeah.
Right. She's not tummy until it's right.
Right. But we can't do that.
It's not a Suffolk tummy until it's right.
No, you zich a tummy. 7 days, you tell me. If it's a shul you hear, you tell me because zich a boy or zich a boy or a girl. It's something.
You're starting the
tummy either way.
So what does Rory do?
Roy makes that was born that day.
Makes it considered a
not a suffix.
Right.
We don't know.
So this is we're not sure if it's Roy that came out on the first day. That's the suffix.
The first day or second day? Second day you're done.
No, that's the second suffix.
No, there's no the second suffix is how long it goes. You don't know if it's a boy or a girl. Yeah. That's not relevant right now. Right now, Lagabi starting the tumma. Lagabi whatever you right. Lagabi starting the tumma, if it's a boy or girl, it's the same tumma starts.
Same day.
Monday, Sunday is the
start.
Yeah.
But that's only Misafik.
But that's only Misafik because we don't know if Roiv came out.
Definitely something came out, but we're not sure if it's Roiv.
So if it wouldn't be Roiv, then you wouldn't be Tommy.
Then you wouldn't be Tommy until Monday.
Till Monday. And that's what the shot over here. Kamashon, the Amix of Levla, the Mela, we don't know. So we say we be Machmer. Right. So the Gemara says Tanina. We already have this camp. What's he saying? What's the Gersa Chiddush over here? This is a Braisa. Shil Yashiyatza. In with the chulin shli shiatsa mekzasa, this is going by an animal. Asur b'achilu. Sim mevlad b'ishus and vlad b'hema. Means the aloch is like this: that if you have a shli of a behema that came out before shchita, so you're not allowed to eat it because ain't shli b'lo vlad. You're not allowed to eat without shchita. Rashi says, "Klemim b'fenesha shilya simiv la beim isha beim emish ain shil blevad el sheni muach." It's whatever muach means dissolved. Because shin shem oisim mixi she also kaidim shchita hayir ruboy shilibur same thing. Bekayim alon yotzi ruboy is a kiyol vein a nitim shchita same. Means the kid, a kid that came out before shchita, he needs his own shchita. His own identity. This kid, you can't do identity. Can't do shchita because it's nimuach. It's dissolved. So if you're saying ain shil yiblo vlad, then this whatever came out over here is not nitter with the shchita of the mother, so you won't be able to eat it, and you can't do shchita on it because there's nothing here. So you were saying the chiddush now so is the first day you say that ain shil yiblo vlad, so maybe it's a suffik if it's roiv, and then you right away have to start tumah. That already we have that. That's a gemara l'gabe shchita. So gemara says imas nisan hava mino. The yesh mix shul yiblo vlad, because there mixes the kula. No, there is mix shul yiblo vlad, and we're just geyser. Kamash lon that no, that it's not that it's not just a gzera. Means really, there's no vlad, and we're just geyser. And that was saying, I was just telling you that no, that yesh mix a shiur b'lev lad, so there's zikr something here, which don't know if it's roiv, and that's the chiddush al mishnah. of Ulo Marbeleza. Okay, another memra. V'am Ulo Marbeleza. Bechor shenitraf. You have a bechor Adam. There's Allah opinion aben, and within 30 days he got killed. Whatever. Yeah, torn up. Killed. He's got the pasuk here in purple and green, St. Patrick's, that acholok. Vamru lo mulaz anol alocha. Behema gasenings b'mashicha. You have a fatso behema. You give it over. That is machlokes, and we're going to that time. Now we're up to the fourth one. Ramula, another one. Fourth halacha. Achin shecholku, mashaleh and shaman. Means you have brothers that split. So whatever they're wearing, you count in the split. Means if four brothers split $400,000. $400,000 in the state, they split, and each one went and they bought stuff. They have stuff that they're wearing, so you count that in the split. Mashal b'neim, when they say neisham, what's on the kids? You don't count. I'm a papa.
Father bought them the clothes.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, by the kids you don't count. Not because
talking about 13-year-olds.
No, the kids you don't count for a different reason. The kids, mashal b'neim, and they say ain't shaman. Rashi says the kibun the banim and banas la'osla beidina leimim vazina lu lemaisi. It's a bizarre to bring the kids. Means the four kids who do a split, they're coming to Besdin. So you check out what's going on. Check out the blue yarmulke, the whole matzah. He's got the whole new suit faragama. But the kids and the grandkids, they're not coming to Besdin. It's a shtick of embarrassment to go stop bringing the ganze intervesh to Besdin. Sometimes, if a guy's real good looking, even what's on him, he's wearing a Ferragamo suit, you don't evaluate why. The older brother, means it doesn't have to be the African older brother, the guy who's in charge of the split, the spokesperson, the Nichlu, Ilishtama Mile. I mean, a guy, in order for him to be heard, everybody should listen to him. He's doing deals with the father's money. He's negotiating the deals. He's got to look good. He's got to talk the talk and look the look. He's got to look. You have to look like a roofer to get give an estimate sometimes. The Meiri says that doesn't mean dafka while he's doing the business during the week. Now, while he's doing the business during the week. Even on Shabbos, that's what I was telling you, even on Shabbos, when he's not doing business, he always has to look good. He has to look apart.
I just realized the gap is like a cookies.
That's five. That's number five. Vamrula number six. Amrulaza, Shaymer Shemassel Shaymer. A Shaymer gives over to a Shaymer. You ready, guys? Potter. You gave it up to someone better. Because Hashem Sachar watches more. You pay him. When you pay a guy to watch,
you own
him. Yeah. A guy told me the Skver Rebbe had someone who was sick. I don't know. I think he's still sick. Somebody who was sick over there. Maybe a Shver. Somebody, a kid. I don't know who was sick over there for years and years. And
Shver?
Not a Shver. Somebody close to him.
There was a vision of
Tereba
that was
nothing.
No, so it's not that.
It could have been him.
No. It wasn't him. There's somebody who's sick there, there's somebody who's sick, and they, for years, and they took a rotation with the Ein Hakloch, and the Rebbe told them that he's paying each kid for his shift. Kid said, "No, I don't need to pay for my shift. This is what I, of course, I mean, I'm going to come." He said, no, I don't need you to come. I want, when you have a shift, you have to be there. Everybody takes a shift, I'm going to pay you, then I know you're going to come. And they go, oh, chasa, this, that. No, you get paid, you come. So Hashem Yisachar is Zabazach. When I pay Hashem Yisachar to watch something, it's different than Hashem Yichinam. Hashem, can you do me a favor? I tell you, listen, can you do me a favor, watch my car for a week, I'm going to show, but I pay you $200, and you start caring. Which is the worst, the Ashtag Gerui Gashmas and Iron Potter. Why? Shar Muscle Bendas. You gave it to a, I don't know how you say Bendas. Rav Amar, Shemish Muscle Shemer.
Impotent.
Ay, ay, ay.
Bendas.
Rav Amar, Shemish Muscle. You ready? Rav Amar Shemish Shemasul Shemir Chayev. Lame by Shemisach Shemasul Shemichinem. The Guru Gadol Shemasul. Afir Shemichinem Shemasul Shemisach Chayev. Dam Lay At Mehemz Bishvo. Hi Loi Mehemz Bishvo. You, I'm not believing Bishvo. Let's do the seventh halacha. Vamar Ula. This stretches for about an minute and a half, but we'll start it. Vamar Ula. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Hilchasu. Seventh.
It's the sixth new one, including the first one that was negated to both comments.
Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Hilchasa Goyva Min Avadim. The halacha is that you can be Goyva from Avadim. What does it mean? Is Avadim have a din of karka or not? And there's a major in African community that has a din of karka. Einish Bal Kois. There's a more halacha. What was the halacha? There's a bunch of them. I wrote it down. No, I forgot to take the sticky. I have a bunch of stuff on there. Okay. Angel Malka Kores and no, I didn't see the Oscar. I saw it on the thing, on the computer. No, I didn't know my father. I went to the bar mitzvah. Hilchos the government avodim. Only from Nachalulu. I'm realizing Afilu miyasmi. Loi minei. Only from him. Minei Afilu migleima dalkas. Only from him. Even you can take his shirt off his back. Halcha ma'askinon she also apoytiki. He made apoytiki. What's apoytiki? Apoytihei koy. You mean set aside something when take it. The Rav the Amar Rava. Also, Avda ya poitiki u machroi, bachoi goy ve menu. Shoy ya poitiki machroi, e machroi goy ve menu. My time, ha es lekala, vas las lekala. Because one has a, one has a not a rumor.
It makes the news.
Right, makes the news. So, male, you know. So, if you know, you shouldn't have bought it. Because if you know that this shoy is meshubid for this guy, then don't buy it. You took a risk, you bought it anyway, and it's your tough luck to you. Zokt the Mishnah, easy Mishnah today. So walk to Ben Sarah Mara. So Gunamish Ava Akhav Shows Ava, Mishnah Gimel, Ches Gimel. He stole from his papa and he ate it in papa's shows. Mishlachem Akhav Shows Akhav. Mishlachem Akhav Shows Ava. He didn't do everything in his papa's shows. Ain't Asman Sarah Mara, Shigim Shalav, he steals from his father, Yakhav Shows Akhav. He has to steal from his father and eat in other people's premises, properties. If he has been done, Shigim Shalav, Mishal Imo, he got it from papa and mama. So that's really tough because mama don't own anything. Got to find a situation.